Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
December 13, 1805. A different kind of winter camp. The party is now at the site of what will be their winter quarters, and it is very different from their winter of 1804 and 05. There's a huge contrast between Fort Mandan and Fort Clatsop. Instead of cold, there's rain and fog. Instead of high, bare hills with a wide prairie stretching in all directions, there are low, timbered hills, lush meadows, and marshes. At Fort Mandan, the Corps were 1,800 feet above sea level. Now they are at the level of the ocean itself, and the narrow, sluggish river in front of their camp is subject to the ebb and flow of the tides. The Indians around them are root and fish eaters, and have never tasted buffalo meat. Instead of the juicy ribs and humps of the bison, the party now lives on lean elk meat, fish, and wapato roots. Captain Clark writes about a successful hunt and the fine wood they have found for making their winter home.
The Clatsops leave us today after a breakfast on elk, which they appeared to be very fond of. Before they left us, they sold me 2 robes of the skins of a small animal, about the size of a cat, and to Captain Lewis, 2 cats, or lucerva skins, for the purpose of making a coat. Drewyer and Shannon returned from hunting, having killed 18 elk, and left them butchered in the woods near the right fork of the river, about 6 miles above this place. In the evening, 3 Indians came in a canoe and offered to us for sale roots and 2 sea otter skins, neither of which we could purchase this evening. Some showers of rain last night, and today several hard showers. We continue to put up the straight, beautiful balsam pine on our houses, and we are much pleased to find that the timber splits most beautifully, and to the width of 2 feet or more. Captain William Clark, December 13, 1805.
The French term loup cervier denoted the Canada lynx. The other small cats were probably bobcats. The beautiful wood that splits so nicely was grand fir. The large number of elk killed by the hunters was proof that they would have a good supply of food for the winter. Tomorrow, log work finished.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.